It's time for our monthly catch-up with Visionary UK, and we chat to the national organisation and some of their grassroots members as well. Amy Pearman is here from Visionary. Thanks for joining us, Amy.
Hi, Alan. Thank you for inviting me along.
So tell us, first of all, for the listeners who aren't sure about Visionary, what is it that you guys do?
So we're a membership organisation for local sight loss organisations, as you say. We've currently got 110 members, which are all independent charities on their own, and they join Visionary, and we develop quite an extensive network because we also partner with national organisations as well. And they vary from the larger national organisations such as RNIB through to other condition-specific organisations that cover the UK as well.
Almost like an umbrella group then, bringing together all these charities to sort of support and advise each other almost?
We do, yeah. I mean, our three key themes that we like to talk about are connect, share and learn. Often we'll connect members to support each other. We bring people together within our regional groups or within particular work streams or themed topics that we're working on across the network as well. And often people will come to us perhaps with quite a unique challenge that they're perhaps facing and look for some advice and guidance. And we do know that if we don't know the answer, then there will be absolutely somebody within the network that does. Things recently have included like cyber insurance, client and funding databases. So it can be quite specialist advice that people are looking for. But then equally, we like to share good practice as well. And I know that Suzanette delivered a session for us. We had a focus on technology and assistive technology and working online. So it was bricks and clicks. So that instantly attracted me in that we've converted from welcoming people to the buildings to clicking online. So those sessions give the opportunity for our members to not only talk about what they've achieved and share good practice so other members can learn, also to perhaps share what didn't work as well. And that's also as valuable as it is to share what succeeded.
And we have Suzanette with us from Croydon Vision. Thank you very much for joining us, Suzanette. So with the last 12 months, a year of considerable change for charities and the way they deliver their services. And that's exactly the same for yourselves.
I remember back in March, early March last year, we all sat down and we knew we were going to close, but we also knew we wanted to continue to support our members. And it was, how do we do it? What do we do? It's never been done before in the sense of virtual services and home visits to that scale. And so we came up with three themes, which was doorstep, home visits and virtual services. And okay, what are the most essential services and how do we make sure we can provide for each person? Some people, it was okay virtually. Others of our members, that wasn't an option for them. And so it was going into their homes, supporting them, scaling them up in terms of technology. So then they can also then access the virtual services. So it's been a pretty challenging year. And it's also been a real year of blessings in the sense of I would never want to go back to pre-COVID, because we've learned and we've changed things and we continue to evolve.
Many charities have found that they perhaps will carry forward a lot of the telephone or the virtual sessions because it's perhaps meant that many more people have had to learn new technology, you know, new assistive technology. There's different ways that can now carry on, as well as, you know, going back to the, we hope very soon, the face-to-face support.
Yes, it also has created I think there's a new hunger for technology because it was the way to connect. And we've seen 89-year-old members of ours joining Facebook and joining into the Keep Fit sessions and commenting. And I'm like, this is brilliant, like, you know, to see that. And then that sort of just ripple effect. Others are like, well, if they can do it, I can do it. Can I get some home visit training? And so there's been a lot of learnings, like you said, and I think a lot of well done. It's because sometimes in our sector, we don't do that. We don't sit down and think about it. But I think anyone listening to this, if you're in the voluntary sector, not that private or public sector isn't doing great, I'm sure they are, just pat yourself in the back and say, well done, because you are doing a fantastic work. And I'm sure one way or the other, you're touching lives for people. I know certainly my team, I keep saying to them that I'm so grateful of the work they've done and the passion and desire they have to reach out to our members and make sure that they're okay. Our cook, her name is Aisha, and we started to call her Aisha Wu because she's like Deliveroo. And, you know, just how much food she was cooking. So then we packed that to send to members, the home tech team in terms of going out and supporting our members, the virtual team. Literally, it started with a phone, Catherine, who is our tech guru, just went like, okay, tripod, phone, let's do this. And we did it. And members were like, can we do more of this? So really just absolutely grateful for my team.
Amy, that really shows how a lot of the grassroots organizations have adapted. And again, you know, really emphasizing that collaborative support that Visionary brings really has come to the fore.
Oh, it has. Yeah. And it's taken up the point that Susanette made about digital. A number of members always wanted to do digital. It was always in, like Susanette said, in a strategy. And actually COVID has forced that. And actually people have taken strides forward that perhaps would have taken a longer time planning, but we just had to get on with it. And having that network of people to kind of share ideas, share what worked, was invaluable, really.
Susanette, if people would like to learn more about Croydon Vision, what's the best way to get in touch?
We've got our website, which is www.croydonvision.org.uk. We have our Twitter, which is at Croydon Vision. There's our Facebook. If you go onto our social media, you will kind of get a flavor of what we do, the services. Currently, we're planning for reopening again. Alternatively, you can call us, and our number is 0208-688-2486.
Best of luck with the services, and thanks to both of you for joining us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.